Hey everyone, thanks for joining us. This is Mariano.
And Pauline.
And we are doing our health and wellness podcast. Now, today we are going to be discussing a few different things. We thought we would start with a brief kind of overview of fitness. You know, the main staples of fitness, such as nutrition, proper sleep, productive workouts, that's a big one. Supplementation, depending on what your goals are. And one big sticking point that we wanted to bring up today were the myths, the negative kind of connotations that people have toward working out that maybe discourage some people from heading to the gym, you know, such as some people think getting in shape takes hours a day. Some people think that sticking to a diet means you have to eat really bland, boring tasting food. And a lot of people think that if you're not lifting heavy weight, then others are judging you. And that causes a lot of injury because people tend to ego lift, as they call it. You know,
right.
you lift heavy weight more than what your body's prepared for, and you mess yourself up, and that's no good. You try to move forward, but you end up taking a few steps backwards.
Right, and overdoing it and hurting yourself and not seeing the results that you want because you're not doing things correctly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's always been a big thing. So let's just dive right into the first one.
All right.
Now, one thing I would say the most important piece of working out would have to be the diet.
Mm-hmm.
If your nutrition isn't there,
right,
your results won't be there.
And I think people don't really understand how much those two go hand in hand.
That's true. I think a lot of people don't realize, even if you don't exercise, just what a healthy diet can do for you. And just how bad some things are that we put into our bodies.
Mm-hmm. And people, I think there's a lot of things out there that if you're uneducated about your nutrition, you think it is healthy. But then, like, there's a lot of granola bars out there and
right.
snacks that are packaged marketed sugar. To be.
Right.
Yeah, they're marketed to be healthy. And then you take a look at the ingredients and you see that there's a lot of sugar in there. There's a lot of fat. And you just realize that you're actually not. It's counterproductive.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a good way to go about this in a way that would kind of open people's eyes to how important things are outside of the gym, let's start like outside and work our way in.
Okay.
Now, one thing I want to talk about would be sleep.
Yes.
Because sleep has a lot to do with nutrition. One thing I've learned is that if you're not sleeping, you know, the appropriate amount of time. And if you're working out, you need more sleep because your body needs that extra recovery time. If you're not sleeping enough, your body will crave sugar and other types of foods because it feels like it needs those, you know, those insulin spikes, because when your body's deprived of sleep,
oh.
it doesn't create insulin.
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Yep.
I didn't know that that's something
that happens. Yeah. And that's why that's why they say people who don't sleep enough, it's easier to develop fat. Because without insulin, you know, your blood can't pull little, you know, fat lipids out of itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you store more food than you should. And if you sleep right, you also wake up more mentally refreshed, which is kind of what you need when you're sticking to a diet, as well as a healthy workout.
Right.
There have been days where I've gone to the gym and I'm not feeling it. I'll get under the weight and I'll push a few times and I think, oh, that's enough. And then I kind of, you know.
Right. And I think that's definitely my problem is the sleep factor. Because if I don't go to sleep early enough and I'm waking up tired and I may have had all intentions of, you know, working out or going for a jog that morning. But if I'm too tired, I sleep through that workout. I really do.
Exactly. You lack the motivation that's necessary mm-hmm. in order to really push your body.
Yes.
Right. And that's a big thing. I think most people don't put enough, I guess gravity would be the word, into the fact that exercise is so mental. It's not so much a physical thing, you know? And if your mind's not there, you're not going to do the workouts. And if you don't do them, there's no point. There's no benefit.
Mm-hmm.
I've met so many people. Tell me if this sounds familiar to you, okay? I've met so many people. They all say the same thing. Oh, I want to start working out. And they go and buy all the clothes and all the shoes and all
right.
the lifting straps and chalk and whatever they think they need, and they never start.
And then, well, that actually sounds like myself. I look pretty good when I work out, but I mean, that's,
you see what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's almost like a satisfaction thing. Like, okay, I have all the stuff. Like, I've done my job.
Right.
When really it's just about consistency. It's just about pushing. I call it, everyone calls it time under tension. But when they say time under tension, they mean if I were bench pressing and I'm pushing the weight up, you know, and it's, let's say it takes a second to go up, a second to go down. Mm-hmm. If I go slower, one, two, three, down, and then one, two, three, back up, my muscles are working for a longer period of time, and that's time under tension.
Okay.
But when I talk about time under tension, I consider it more how many months, years have you been at it,
you know,
because your muscles take time to develop. And people also look at, like, professional bodybuilders who are on steroids, and they...
Some are.
Well,
yeah.
Most of the professionals in, like, the world-class level are. And it's fine. I mean, you know, if that's what you want to do, it's just that people need to understand that if you're not, your body doesn't develop the same way.
Yeah, it's kind of unrealistic.
Exactly.
Right.
And being unrealistic is not healthy for you. You're trying to do something that's tailor-made for something that isn't you. And that's how you get injured, just like ego lifting. If you can't lift that just yet, slow down. Be safe. You'll get there, but it takes baby steps.
Right.
And people who, I feel like on average, people who do take steroids, they build muscle, I want to say like 5 times as fast. And people who don't, a realistic goal for someone in like, let's say 12 months, in 1 year would be like 10 pounds of muscle. It's not much. But when you consider time under tension, if you've been at it for 5 years, that's 50 pounds of muscle.
Right.
You know?
And people, I think, society as a whole with everything, and of course in fitness, people really want that instant satisfaction.
That's
and they want to see results. And I know that that's some things that some people do struggle with, mm-hmm. is the fact that they feel like they've been working out, they've been eating right. They think like doing that for 3-4 weeks that they should see a really big improvement, and you will see some improvement because
right.
you are eating better, you're working out, you're going to feel better, you're going to start noticing little things, but they're expecting to look like Beyonce,
exactly.
you know, to have that six pack, to look great.
Right. When Beyonce's just, been at it since TLC.
And, you know, exactly.
And it that's the thing.
Destiny's Child.
Exactly.
But
oh, sorry. Excuse me.
I mean, TLC, they look pretty good too.
They
Chili
do.
Still looks good.
Yeah,
she still looks good.
I stand by my comment. TLC looks damn good. And they've probably been at it for a while too.
Exactly.
How did I forget Destiny's Child?
No, it's okay.
Anyway.
They're both great groups, so.
That's true. One thing, too, is it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy where somebody will be lifting steady for like 4 weeks, almost a month, and they'll be looking at themselves in the mirror and they're like, they'll see progress and they'll feel. I think before you start to see, you'll feel stronger.
I agree.
And they have kind of this upward curve, you know, in their physique change because they're really pushing. And then 4 weeks in, they start to think, oh, man, this isn't happening as fast as I thought it would. And then they start to drop off a little bit. And since they do that, then their physique stops growing too. And it becomes this thing where it's like, oh, man, I'm just stuck or I'm plateauing or, you know, whatever people think. And, you know, it's just stay consistent, keep your meals and, you know, keep your sleep going and your body will grow.
Right.
You know, it's a hard thing, though, because we naturally want to do things in the easiest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm trying to curl like 110 pounds, my body is telling me, look, if I, you know, swing my body, I can help you pick this up. But that's because it doesn't understand. No, I'm making it hard on my arms on purpose so that they can grow. I'm isolating. But your body doesn't isolate. Your body just gets the job done. This really heavy weight is on top of you. I need to get it off. This is how I do it. And so people need to sit there and really focus, you know, on form, be slow. And that's the key to growing. I think the best thing you could do mentally for working out is not to ever focus on the, you know, the gains, is always to focus on just loving your workouts. I learned this actually in social media, is if you're going after followers, you're always focusing on what you don't have yet. If you're focusing on the followers that you already do have, as opposed to the amount that you want, you're focusing on how you're getting there. Focusing on the process always makes you feel better than focusing on the destination.
Right.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
And when you stick to that and learn to love workouts in and of themselves, you know, it's not so much, man, I grew this much in 2 months and I added this much to my bench press and squat and whatever. It's every individual set is, okay, I ripped those out. That was good. I'm tired, but I'm going to rip these out again. Okay, that was good. Man, that was good form, even though I'm tired. And that's the secret. That's how you get the physique you want. Learn to really be able to push every time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a quick break so that our advertisements can run their natural course and we can stay afloat.
Run it through.
Exactly. Then when we come back, we'll discuss a few other topics. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts?
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC,
Bellator Fighting Championships,
Extreme Cage Fighting,
Invicta Fighting Championships,
and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
And we're back. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us again. Now, let's dive right into the other aspects here. One thing I think is also important is supplementation and proper supplementation. There's a lot of stuff out there. It all claims the same thing, more or less. And I can't say just how much people spend unnecessarily on things that they don't need because they don't know. It's almost, again, it's that psychological thing of, okay, I bought all these supplements, I must be getting bigger faster. But if it's something you don't need, you know, it's really just the placebo effect. Now, I'd like to say that the most effective supplement that I've taken, and if I had to choose just one, it'd probably be creatine. Now, creatine, do you know what that is?
No, I don't, actually.
Creatine is...
I mean, I've heard of it, and I feel like a lot of guys are, like, into it right now.
A lot of guys take it. Uh-huh. I first learned about it in high school, and what it is when you're doing anything, you know, your body uses energy. Mm-hmm. Do you remember high school science, where ATP and the electron transport chain? Now, creatine is a monohydrate. It's one single, you know, piece of the electron transport chain kind of equation that you need. Mm-hmm. When you create ATP, that's energy. One little molecule is used to create the actual energy, then there's two left, and you need three to create more. Now, the creatine puts that one back into you, so you can create more. It's like recycling.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. it makes you more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people think that creatine just puffs you up because the thing is it makes you hold water weight, but a lot of people think that that's what it's for. That's not what it's for. That's just how they need to do it. And the reason is, sodium absorbs into your body and it makes you hold water, just like whenever I eat a lot of hot Cheetos and stuff, I get all bloated.
I love hot Cheetos.
Right, me too. That's why I love being bloated. but the way that they could bond the ATP to our bodies and not just let it run through was with sodium. And that's why it makes you hold more water. But that's not the purpose of it. The purpose of it is to push your workouts harder. It gives you more energy. Now, you do look a little fuller when you're on it, but when you cycle off of it, you will still have been stronger after having used it because of the extra workout than if you had never used it. That's my favorite. And then my second favorite is protein. Only because, but not meal replacement, just pure protein as an isolate. And you still eat your meals, just take that protein as a little additive because sometimes you break down your muscles pretty good and they need a little help rebuilding themselves. Or I like to take a protein shake right before I go to bed. Because sleep is the longest your body goes without receiving any nutrition. And now it has something to kind of, you know, chew on as asleep. So it'll go maybe more like 4 hours without food instead of like 7. Because it'll take a few hours to break down the protein.
So when you take that protein supplement, what do you prefer? I know that there's like soy protein, there's whey protein. Is there really a big difference? Why is there two different...
Well, the biggest difference is, you know, are you vegan or are you not?
Okay.
Soy is a plant-based protein. There is also a difference in the fact that whey protein is animal-based. It absorbs into your body better. It absorbs more efficiently. But that's not to say that like a vegan can't be in great shape. They just require a little more. Mm-hmm. Like they say beans are a great source of protein. And I eat beans a lot because of that.
Right.
But of the protein that beans have in them, your body absorbs, I want to say something like 70% of it, where it absorbs like 90-something percent of meat protein.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I think the goal is to get your carbs in. People think you shouldn't, but you should eat a little bit of fat. You need fat in your body. And as long as you stick to high protein, relatively lean, healthy fats, your body will blow up. It'll transform in a good way. And the thing about protein is it just helps you. One big thing, in fact, you just reminded me, one big thing about supplements that I like to point out to people is it's just a supplement. Some people think, oh, okay, I'm taking protein. I can eat whatever I want. No, it just helps along the way. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just one little piece of the puzzle.
Right.
And it's a little piece. So take your protein. Sure, it won't hurt you, but it's not the answer to everything. You know, so just keep that in mind. It still takes a lot of effort in the gym. It still takes time to build up your body. It's not that easy. And it's still, you know, it still is about eating right and sleeping right and getting your routine down. You know, I always tell people, I have some girlfriends that work out with me and they're always telling me, like, I'm afraid I'm going to get big and bulky. I'm like, if it was that easy, every guy on the planet.
Yeah, I think that is a pretty big concern.
Right? A lot of girls are afraid of that. A lot of girls think, like, muscular isn't, you know, sexy or good looking.
Right.
And, I mean, I guess it depends on preference. I like it. I like a girl that's toned and has muscle. But it's not that easy. I always tell them, like, don't worry. You're not going to accidentally get huge.
Right.
You know, I would be huge if that were the case, you know? But it takes forever. You know?
Right. So in addition to the supplements and the sleeping, mm-hmm. you know, the next component to get you into a really good routine and to get you on track with your fitness and your health is your mindset and what you are mentally thinking and what you are telling yourself. Regardless of the results that you are seeing, regardless of how you're eating and your routine, it has a lot to do with your mindset.
I think most of it is mindset. Because again, you can have the healthiest food, the best workout partner, you know, best equipment. If you're not using it, it might as well not be there. Mm-hmm. So I think mindset is just about everything. Like for you, if you're ever having a down day, how do you get yourself up? It could be, you know, I use comedy or music or whatever it is that I feel like I need at the time.
And I know that, like, for instance, on Pandora, you can download workout radio stations to help you with that mindset and to help you stay focused while you're in the gym. Because for me personally, I need something that's really upbeat, that's, you know, a lot of fun to keep me going, or else I get bored. I do get bored. I like at the gym how sometimes you can watch TV while you're working out. So while I'm like on the treadmill. So as long as I'm watching
especially
my show,
when the games are on.
Next thing I know, it's 30 minutes later. So sometimes it's distraction too.
Yeah.
While you're working out.
Yeah, it can be counterproductive too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, it depends. I do play music, but I actually play calmer music because getting energized for like maybe the first couple months was hard, but you know, these days it's not. I try really hard to focus on form. I want to make every rep count. And I can say that since I started working out this way, my results have come way faster and way safer, and I don't hurt, you know, and it's a lot better. So if I'm playing something slow and quiet, like a podcast even, you know, or a book that I like to listen to audiobooks, then I'm more in the mode of like, okay, focus on your breathing, focus on your back, focus on your arms, your shoulders, and every rep just feels better. There's kind of this thing where if you work out, you'll know what I mean, where you feel it either in your bones, in your joints, or you feel your muscles working. And that's the big difference. And that's why a lot of people don't see results, and then that falls to the mental. You don't see results, you fall out of the gym. You know? Especially when they buy all these supplements and they're expensive and they think it's too hard, but it doesn't have to be that hard. It doesn't have to be that expensive. It's all about just, you know, no pun intended. It's all about cutting the fat from your personal workout plan based on what it is that you're trying to do. And with that, you really can make things so much easier, so much neater, so much faster. That's the big one, you know, and safer. I guess that's another big one. But yeah, mindset, I think, is everything. I mean, really, it's the basis of everything. You know, you wouldn't even get out of bed if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. But it's just interesting how diet and sleep plays into even your mindset. If you don't sleep, you get grumpy, you know, and then you don't want to work out. Or you don't want to eat right. And if you don't eat right, you feel less energized. Then you don't want to work out. It's, you know, it's this weird kind of cycle, you know. But yeah, let us just grab one more of these advertisements and put these guys in there. That way we can keep making our monies. And then when we get back, we will discuss some of those common myths. There's a lot of, you know, kind of negative ideas about the gym. And we want to bust some of those, like Mythbusters. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
And we're back. Now, in this segment here, we'd like to talk about some of the myths that people kind of place on the gym and, you know, weight training in general. There are some things that people assume that really kind of keep them out of the gym because they've kind of predetermined that it's a judgmental place, or that it's a lot harder, you know, to lose weight and build muscle than reality, you know. So the first one that we wanted to get into was, a lot of people think that in order for me to lose fat and, you know, build muscle, I need to be in the gym for hours a day, every day.
Multiple times a day.
Exactly. Yeah. Some people do go multiple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I do on a day off, but I'll go to the gym twice a day, maybe like twice a week.
Oh.
Every other day I'll go just once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And really it's only because I have nothing else to do later in the day. But some people think, like, you need to go in there and work out for, like, 3 hours and, you know, just kill yourself. And that's not true. You know, you're just going to overtrain your body. And then what's going to happen is you're not going to get out of bed the next day, which means you don't work out the next day, which means you ruined your routine. You know, it's all about moderation. You know, humans are all about moderation. So I always tell people, you can die of starvation or you can drown in water. It's all about the middle ground, you know. You can overeat, you can undereat. Everything in moderation. So when you work out, just take that approach. You push yourself, yes, but be mindful of exactly what you're doing to your body, you know, and your nervous system. Your nervous system takes a big hit when you start to work out. A lot of people don't know that because you're putting stress. I mean, it sounds weird, but you are stressing out your body. You know, you're putting it under heavy weight. You're asking it to do certain things that it's not naturally accustomed to doing, which is why you grow. You know, your body developing is just a reaction to the crazy stress that it's been under.
Because basically what you're doing is you're tearing down your body to build it back up, and it builds back stronger.
Exactly. But the reason it builds back stronger is because it had that initial shock of, whoa, I wasn't ready for that. So it's really kind of protecting itself.
And so that's why a lot of people talk about, I know that I've heard about, like, confusing your muscles. So
exactly.
Not always doing the same routine and the same exercises over and over again, but actually doing, like, interval workouts and confusing your body.
That's exactly right. And, you know, confusing your body can be as easy as doing the same workout but slower or faster. There are things called negatives. I love negatives. Negatives have really pushed my workouts to the next level. And what that is let's say I'm doing squats, and what I normally do is one warm-up set under really lightweight, and I just focus on my form. Then I do four, I call them working sets, and I move up in weight every set. But that last set is called a drop set, where I move up to the heaviest weight, I do as many reps as I can do, then I drop some weight and I do more, then I drop weight and I do more, and I drop weight and I do more.
So it's not necessarily confusing your body by doing a bunch of different exercises, but you can just make a combination with one or two exercises, mm-hmm. for that day, and that's confusing your body as well.
That's right. It can be just as easy as if I'm doing squats, let's say 1 week, you know, and let's say it takes me 2 seconds to go from standing to full squat position back to standing. If I do 4 second negatives next time, and that means from standing, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. It takes that long to get down to a squat, and then 4 seconds back up, it changes the whole workout. It's a huge difference. And, you know, if I do 6 second pauses, you know, I'll go down for 6 seconds, pause at the bottom for 6 seconds, and then come back up taking 6 seconds. Same thing. It's so much harder. It's same squat, same form, but time can change a lot of things, or going faster, you know.
And so another myth that a lot of people are worried about is a conception that you have to lift a lot of weights.
Yeah, a lot of guys, I feel like, have this ego lifting tendency. If you go in the gym, you know, and you're new to working out, you see these buff guys lifting these, you know, these really impressive weights, and their bodies look good, and they look like they're having fun. That's one thing, is I gauge how long someone's been working out by how focused they are mentally, not by how much they can lift, because some people are just bigger than other people. But yeah, these guys, you can spot them in the gym. They kind of stand around looking around the gym, and then they load up way more weight than they should be, and then they try to push, but instead of using good form, they'll bounce, you know, the weight off their chest during a bench press and really thrust it back up into the air. And, you know, it's really just hurting your shoulders more than working your chest. But it's a, you know, it's just an insecurity thing of like, I want to be where you are, and I assume I get there by lifting heavy weight, when the reality is you have to build slowly. So go back down, focus on your chest.
And that it's a process.
Exactly. It's a process. And then eventually you will get there.
So another myth that some people believe is that working out actually hurts your body in the long run, and that you're pounding all the constant pounding and running and things are bad for your joints.
Right. People believe that you're slowly wearing yourself down. And the reality is your body is going to wear down regardless. And working out, in my experience, because I know some older people that look better than I do, and I'm 23. And they feel better than most of, you know, like my friends. And they're, I'm talking like mid-50s, and they look great.
And I know that doctors even tell older, like, you know, people in their later years to continue, when you go grocery shopping, to carry your own groceries, you know, like weight-bearing exactly. exercises, just little things to add into their day.
Exactly. And so, the thing is, the where this idea comes from is kind of the ego lifting thing. If you work out the wrong way, yeah, you're gonna injure yourself, and that's gonna hurt you ultimately. But if you work out correctly, safely, you know, and you know, with proper nutrition, proper rest, then you're building your body. Again, it's just a reaction. So if me and you were to live out our lives starting right now, and I always worked out and you didn't, my body, having to get used to the constant kind of stress and struggle, would adapt itself and become stronger. It's evolution, you know, and that's why it'd be healthier for me. And an interesting thing is too, working out is a real mental booster too. You know, it's a great way to relieve stress. It's a great way to kind of get things off your chest. It's a great way to get your mind off of things. When I broke up with my ex, working out was a big deal for me, because it was like the one time of the day where even if she would try to play like the clingy game and text me every now and again, mm-hmm. I could be like, no, thanks. I'm working out. Like, I'm busy.
Right.
You know, and I would have at least like an hour and a half of me time.
Right.
And then feeling kind of tired, I'd feel less inclined to make stupid, rash decisions, you know, because I'm like, yeah, whatever. I can wait. No big deal.
Right.
And it just makes me feel better. I like to work out in the mornings before school, before my, you know, before I go to my other kind of obligations for the day. And I just function better. On a day that I don't work out, I'm like over jittery. And
so you really notice a difference.
Exactly. It's a noticeable difference. When you work out and when you eat right, when you kind of take time to hone your body to the little subtleties, you start to notice things, you know?
And I think too, about building your body and even in your later years is a big deal. And that you do see a difference. My grandmother, she's over 80. I believe she's 87 this year. And she does yoga twice a week. And she also lifts weights twice a week. And after about, she started that last summer. And by the end of the summer, she was able to carry her own case of water up the stairs in her apartment. from Costco. She thought that was like a great big deal, but it is a big deal.
Yeah, and Costco sells water in huge amounts.
Exactly, you know, and that's great for her. She's still able to do her own thing, and she's really strong. And when you would see, when you look at her, she doesn't look as old as she truly is,
right? Exactly.
Because of how, you know, fit she is and how much she does exercise and keeps her mind and her body sharp.
Exactly, and that's a huge thing. You know, is it? People don't realize. I really can't stress it enough. It will change everything.
Yeah.
And again, we've been talking a lot about building muscle and supplements. If you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get lean, I'm currently working with a friend of mine. She's getting married in October, and she wants to get lean, so she looks good for her wedding, you know. And she has a really hot cousin, which persuaded me to do the bachelorette party. So now I need to get big by October. But we can have the same, you know, meal plan. We can have slightly different workout plans, you know, just under different weights and under different time under tension and things like that. And you can have totally different goals, but it all amounts to the same thing. Eat right, treat your body well, sleep right. Don't be reckless in the gym, and you'll feel great, you'll look great, and you'll get, you know, hot cousins at weddings.
You'll be looking good.
Exactly, because she already looks good.
So,
saying.
Does she have a hot guy cousin?
I don't know, but she's a twin.
Oh, well, maybe she has a cute brother or something.
It's possible.
You know? So thank you for listening today to Golden State Media Concepts, our health and wellness podcast. Today, this is our first episode. I'm Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
And you can check us out at, you can download us on iTunes, Google Play, and also SoundCloud.
And Facebook. And check us out on the website, Golden State Media Concepts. So that's GSMCpodcast.com.
Check us out, listen to us, and think get about buff. Your fitness goals. Yeah, get buff. You know, it's summertime now, and this is what better time to start focusing exactly. on yourself.
Talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.